Identifying living things. Before scientists can identify or name a species, they look at what group it belongs to. These groups are based on what it looks like, how it moves, how it reproduces, and its genetic makeup. A BioBlitz gives people the chance to take a closer look at what lives in an area and identify species that may otherwise go unnoticed. Scientists follow a process to classify and identify living things. Living things. Living things are all around us. You know that people and animals are living, but what about the trees in the forest or even the tiny organisms in a pond? Even though they look very different from each other, they are all living things. Scientists study differences and unique features to classify or group all living things. Classification. Living things are classified into groups. These groups start out large and get smaller until unique features can be identified and a species name given. Grouping living things with others who share similar features makes it easier for scientists to study them. Scientists classify living things at 7 different levels. Number 1, kingdom. Number 2, phylum. Number 3, class. Number 4, order. Number 5, family. Number 6, genus. And number 7, species. To classify a living thing, scientists will study how it looks, how it reproduces, how it moves, and genes. Classifying species can be hard, and scientists don't always agree. Kingdom. Scientists think there are at least 5 kingdoms. Number 1, animals. Number 2, plants. Number 3, fungi. Number 4, protists, very simple organisms that can move. And number 5, bacteria. Some scientists have started to think about a 6th kingdom of viruses. This is still being argued around the world. Once scientists have gone through classifying an organism into a family, they can then name it. Genus and species. The genus and species are the names that are most often used to describe an organism. Usually, there are a group of organisms that make up a genus. An example within the primate family is the genus Homo for all human species, Homo sapiens. When naming species during a BioBlitz, you can use technology such as iNaturalist to help you identify a genus and species. You may also use a common name or Māori name. For example, a kereru, or New Zealand pigeon, is also known as a kukupa, kuku, wood pigeon, or native pigeon. Its scientific name is Hemifaga novae zelandae. Scientific names are based on Latin and used all around the world. This means scientists from different countries can understand each other. Every living thing is given a two-part name that tells us which genus it belongs to, and then gives a unique species name.